1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Underlayments, I'm with you, Chauncey. I like the peel and steak. The old times, it was, you know, multiple plies with staples, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you can have a system that is sticky on 100% of the surface, that's that much less likelihood of a penetration happening. And I think it's a great way to go.
Yeah, the peel and stick is really great because it's self-healing too. So when you pound the nail into it, it heals itself into the roof surface, which is keeps the water out.
Which the tar paper didn't have near that self-healing ability.
No. Yeah, and especially on roofs, you don't normally get the bitumens, which are the tars and so forth. You don't normally get those in a sloped roof as you do on a built-up roof. I don't think this gentleman is on a homeowners association, but one of the things you have to be careful about when you're doing roofs that are different is to make sure that you're doing what your homeowner association wants, which is homeowner associations are plus and minus, like most things in life.
Now, reading through the article we put together, listeners of our weekly newsletter got to receive it. You get Thursdays. It's also the blog of the week posted at rosieonthehouse.com. It talks about being the seasoned professional, and I forget that you need a minimum of 8 years working in through your apprenticeship and with other architects. If I want to start an air conditioning company today, I go do my ROC test and get that and start. You could do that for any trades. This 8 years, I wish more trades had that kind of restrictive rules for development, because it would increase maybe I don't. We'd be out of a job. I didn't think that through very well. In the repair world and service world, we'd be out of a job if there was that much time and attention going into it up front.
Well, architecture is a specialty practice because of what we do and because it involves so many disciplines. You know, you get into just a home design, you have all the disciplines. You have heating, cooling, air conditioning, plumbing. You have structure, you have foundation work, you have hydrology, you have everything, all those disciplines. And it takes a long time to be able to get your hand and your mind around that. And the thing about the practice of architecture is that it takes time to be able to absorb all that information. I remember when I took the professional exam, and it was actually here at the community center, and we went to the Cushing Street Bar afterwards to celebrate.
Relax.
to celebrate our defeat. And I walked out of that exam, and I thought I was pretty darn good, you know. And I walked out of that exam, shaking my head like I said, boy, there's so much I don't know. But I did pass it, thank God. But it was a humbling experience taking that exam. It's a national exam, and it's very rigorous.
Now this was 84. I mean, how many?
82.
How many hours does that exam take?
That is a 2-day exam. There's at the time I took it, it's changed now. I haven't looked at the requirements, but the time I took it, we had an architect and training exam, which was 2 days. That was just a general exam, history and building materials and structures and some actually sociology and psychology of building and so forth. Then there was a 12-hour charrette. And what we mean by that is you had to design a building in 12 hours. And that's challenging.
That's why you went to the bar afterwards.
That's right. That's why I went to the bar afterwards. But then the professional exam is a 2-day exam. There's four tests each day, 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon.
And you'd said it earlier, but we'll elaborate on it now. The value of a good design, you know, it can be. Guys like me that like to do things myself, it can be very easy to overlook that and just get started on the project, and you want to just get going with the building, and you know, I can do this and I have no problem. But the amount of time and money that save having a good design to follow is priceless, and the quality of the finished product is increased tenfold.
if you take the time to think about something prior to doing it, it always works out better. It's like you preparing for this show. You know, if you didn't prepare, you're going to find yourself in, you know, sort of a bad place. I have an example which I gave to Jennifer when I was talking to her. It was and it's finished now. It's a home on Old Spanish Trail where the owners had an old ranch house which had a temperature inversion and blew the roof off. And lucky nobody was in the home. But they came to me and they wanted to design it. And they wanted to add a kitchen and nook area. And they thought that they would, you know, they would just expand out about 480 square feet or something like that. And through the design process, they realized that the space within the existing home was large enough to do exactly what they wanted. So if they just went ahead and rushed and went to a drafting service and had it done, they would have 480 square foot more of home to pay at whatever the bid price was. This way they did not have it and save that money.
480 square feet. I mean, building's $200 a square foot. Cha-ching!
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.